Are you ready to take your intermittent fasting lifestyle to the next level? There's nothing better than community to help with that. In the Delay, Don't Deny community, we all embrace the clean fast, and there's just the right support for you as you live your intermittent fasting lifestyle. You can connect directly with me in the Ask Jen group, and I'll answer all of your questions personally. If you're new to intermittent fasting or recommitting to the intermittent fasting lifestyle, join the 28-Day Fast Start group. After your fast start, join us for support in the first year group. Need tips for long-term maintenance? We have a place for that. There are many more useful spaces beyond these, and you can interact in as many as you like. Visit jenstevens.com/community to join us. An annual membership costs just over $1 a week when you do the math. If you aren't ready to fully commit for a year, join for a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you know you'll want to stay forever, we also have a lifetime membership option available. IF is free. You don't need to join our community to fast. But if you're looking for support from a community of like-minded intermittent fasters, we're here for you at jenstevens.com/community. That's jenstevens.com/community. These days, achieving my health and wellness goals is more about making healthy habits that stick and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest takes care of the planning, prep, and cleanup by delivering my favorite veggie and fruit-packed options straight to my door. Yesterday, I had a sweet potato and wild rice hash harvest bowl to open my window, then a great dinner with Chad later on, and then I had an apple and spiced oat bite to close. I'm going to have to start hiding those from Chad because he loves them too. Not really. The solution is simply order more. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/ifstories to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/ifstories for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/ifstories. Welcome to Intermittent Fasting Stories. I'm your host, Jen Stevens, author of the New York Times bestseller, Fast, Feast, Repeat, as well as the book that started it all, Delay, Don't Deny. I lost over 80 pounds thanks to intermittent fasting after learning how to delay my eating rather than denying myself the delicious foods I want to eat. Now, who's ready to hear an inspirational intermittent fasting story? That's why we're here. So let's get excited to talk to today's guest. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 175 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Today, I'm here with Melanie Bells. Melanie lives in Toronto, where she is a retired dental hygienist and also a holistic nutritionist. Welcome, Melanie.
Welcome. So nice to be here.
Nice to be here. And it is your birthday. So yay. Happy birthday. We are now the same age.
Yes, we are.
1969 was a great year to be
born,
right?
It was definitely a great year. And I'll just tell you, the reason why I chose to record this podcast today is because intermittent fasting has had like such a huge impact on my life. And I feel so good about it. And it's like, why not celebrate it today on the day that I'm celebrating me, because it's made such a change in my life. So that's been amazing. So that's why I'm doing it today on my birthday.
Well, I love that. That is a great reason to record. And so you're also a Leo.
I am. Yes. Yeah.
See, we're recording this in August. So for anyone who's confused, because this episode actually comes out on Thanksgiving, well, American Thanksgiving Day. You have a different Thanksgiving
Day. We do.
So it'll be Thanksgiving in the U.S. when this comes out, but we're recording this in August. So two 52-year-old Leos. This is going to be a great conversation.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
And we're both recording from little cottages. I'm at my beach cottage.
Yeah, and I'm up in the lake up north of Toronto, and it's beautiful. Yeah.
I see you have on like a long sleeve shirt though.
You know what? It's a little cool this morning. Yeah. And if I tell you the temperature, you'll probably say what? Because it's going to be in Celsius, but it's a little cool. It's 11 degrees, which
is— That is cool. Yes. For some reason, when I was young, I know that 16 is 61. Right. I like the bank flashed the temperature and it would be 16, 61. I'm like, okay. So In my head, I know that 16 Celsius is 61 Fahrenheit. So 11 is cold. You're right.
Yeah. And it is going to get up to about 75 today. So.
Okay. Not 75 Celsius, but
no, 75. Yes. 75 Fahrenheit. Yes.
Right. Yes. So, well, that'll be a nice day. Yeah. Nice and cool. I know it's hot here at the beach. The breeze, it's so funny when we're here over the different times of the year. In April, the sea breeze is freezing.
Yeah.
And you have to put on a robe and a sweatshirt in the morning. Ooh. And this morning I'm out there. This is the first time I've been on this porch in August, and the breeze is hot.
Oh, so, okay.
The sea is now warm, so I can't wait to get in it because I love a warm ocean.
Right.
So anyway, happy birthday. Good to talk to you, and thank you for sharing your special day with us.
Thank you.
So you know I like to start by asking, what brought you to intermittent fasting, and when was that?
So, I knew that question was going to be the first question. And I think it was just like last week, I was thinking to myself, okay, I know she's going to ask this question. Where do I go back to? And what I actually ended up going back to is, I think it was in 2018. I can't remember. Somebody that I know said, you got to look into this intermittent fasting thing. Now, again, coming from a nutrition background, because I am a holistic nutritionist, but I was also a Weight Watchers coach for over 10 years. So nutrition has kind of been in my life for a long time. And they sent me a link to this book. It was Eat, Stop, Eat.
Oh yeah, Brad Pilon.
Brad Pilon. I don't know if
that was one of the first ones I read. I mean, because it's been out for a long time. He's updated it periodically, but—
Right, right. So I started reading it. It was an ebook. And I just, it's okay. I said, okay, let's try it. I think I have literally since I was 18 years old, been on a diet. I've never been like overweight to the point, like never really overweight, but just had a little bit of weight to lose kind of thing. And I've always been looking at, you know, finding ways to stay healthy and whatever. And I started reading this book, and one of the things, I followed the intermittent fasting maybe for like a week and a half. And I'm like, so I said to myself, why did I stop? What stopped me? Like, why didn't I just keep fasting? And then I went back the other day and I was looking at the book. And one of the first things he talks about is how, you know, you start off and you do your fasting, and, you know, your fast should have black coffee, water, sparkling water, or any type of soft drinks with artificial sweeteners, right, or any type of drinks. And I'm like, that's it.
There you go. Brad and I don't agree on that. And see, that's also when you read the books that are old like that, I call it like pre-obesity code, right?
Exactly.
Anything that's before that. Brad really does, and he still might believe this today, he really does believe it's only about the calories. He talks about this, I think, in Eat, Stop, Eat, that it's just about the calories. And if you eat more calories, you'll whatever. And we know that obviously fuel is important. If you eat too much fuel, you'll gain weight, right?
Right.
It's a lot more complicated than a diet soda is not equivalent to black coffee in the body.
Right.
We know that.
Right. Exactly. I can read you the quote he said. It was, in the morning, start your day with a large glass of water. Black coffee and tea are also allowed during a fast. You may also find diet colas useful. And don't worry about having a small amount of artificial sweeteners during your fast. In my opinion, the health benefits of fasting far outweigh any worry about the small, infrequent intake of artificial sweeteners.
So— Yeah, and he's just coming at it from the health perspective, it sounds like artificial sweeteners. Yeah, they're not great for you, but it's just a little bit, it won't matter. Exactly. Whereas when the obesity code came out in 2016 and he talked about insulin response, I was like, what? Because I didn't understand. I had never heard that before.
Right, right.
And then it suddenly made a lot of sense. And then I'm like, well, okay. And of course, it changes everything. Now, Eat, Stop, Eat, I tried following that plan. Of course, I was also drinking diet sodas and all that at the time because it was way before the obesity came. But it was not enough fasting for my body.
Right. So I found when I did that, I was like saying to myself, like, why am I hungry? I'm fasting. And I guess, you know, you got to get your body has to adjust and you're going to be hungry and you're going to be hungry. And so that's why I kind of was only on it for probably a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then I stopped. And then, of course, I went back to following my Weight Watchers, which I've always gone back to and done. And it wasn't until, actually, I call myself a, when it comes to intermittent fasting, I call myself like a an intermittent fasting COVID baby. Because I started intermittent fasting on March 13th, 2020. And that was the day that the world shut down.
Right.
And I have to tell you, it was the best thing that has ever happened to me, because being at home for an entire year, and at the time we lived in a in an apartment that was pretty small. It's just my husband and I. My kids are not at home anymore. And he was working in the dining room table, and my choices were either be in my bedroom or be in my kitchen. And if I had to be in my kitchen, I would be eating all day long and snacking all day long. And because I was intermittent fasting, it's like, okay, you can eat, but you can only eat when your window's open. So it actually has saved me through this whole pandemic of being of fasting and not snacking. So it's been fantastic. So that's when it started.
It really is huge. That window, it's like not time to eat yet.
Exactly.
It's just like, not eating right now.
And when you mentally have that in your mind, mm-hmm. it's no question.
It takes away the constant should I, could I?
Exactly. Exactly. It was never like, oh, maybe I'll have just a little of this. I'll have just, nope. It's like my window's closed. My window is open. So,
because I was a big go back for just a little more kind of snacker. That
yes,
was me.
Yes. Go back for a little more. And then when there's only a little bit left in the bag, well, you might as well just finish the bag, because yeah. then you're just going to, it's only a little bit left. Yes. I totally get that. So, yeah. So that was back in March of 2020. And I can honestly say, as of today, I have done 485 clean fasts.
Love it. Now, how did you make that transition from Eat, Stop, Eat? Eat, Stop, Eat, he wants you to do like a few, maybe two 24-hour fasts a week, and that's it. So it's not like a daily eating window. It's just, you fast for 24 hours, then you just resume what you were doing until the next time you fast for 24 hours. Right. And it has worked beautifully for him. Brad Pilon has got an amazing physique. He's a bodybuilder, and this plan works really well for him. For me, like I said, it wasn't enough fasting. So how did you make the transition to a daily eating window? What got you there?
Well, I mean, like I'd mentioned before, like with Brad, I wasn't really on it for that long. It was kind right. of like dipping my toe in really quickly and seeing, ooh, it's a little bit too cold. I'm going to take it out. It's not for me. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to dive into that. But I had heard about intermittent fasting in 2020. Somebody had brought it up that they knew somebody that was doing it and was getting great success, but I didn't know what they were doing or what they were following, what protocol of intermittent fasting they were following. But of course, you just go on Google and I at that point in 2020, I was really into podcasts. And I started, we have a home in Florida, and I used to do water jogging in the pool every day. So I have this big belt that I put on, and I would just put on a podcast, and I would just listen to my podcast the entire time that I was jogging. And so one day I just Googled intermittent fasting. And of course, yours and Melanie Avalon's podcast came up first, the intermittent fasting podcast. And I just started listening to it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is really interesting. This is really interesting. And I love listening to the science part of it too, because I have that nutrition background
right.
and holistic nutrition. And then of course, I came across your intermittent fasting stories. And then I started at, actually, it's funny because I remember the first one that I looked up. Actually, no, it was the intermittent fasting podcast. It started at number two.
Right.
And I remember sending in an email to you guys saying, like, where's number one? And there was no number one. Like, I never heard like a number, your first podcast, which was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really even sure what happened. There were some kind of technical difficulties and we lost it.
Yeah, that's so funny. So, and then from there, of course, the first thing I did is an audiobook listener. I'd rather listen to books and then read them. And so I got Delay, Don't Deny. That was my first book that I listened to. And then from there, it was Obesity Code. And then it was Fast Five. And then, of course, Fast Beast Repeat came out, which was I carry that with me wherever I go. It's just such a special
book.
I also read, and it's funny because, again, being at home all the time, nothing to do kind of thing, I was walking a lot. So I was listening to all these audiobooks, Power of Appetite Correction. So that was another really good one. And I just finished, actually, funny enough, I ordered Feast Without Fear.
Oh, yeah.
And I just finished that one the other day. And I'm thinking, because that one's like pretty far back.
Yeah, right? I wrote that in 2017. The whole story of that one, a lot of people don't even know about Feast Without Fear. And it was in, the story of it is in 2016, I wrote Delay Don't Deny. And then was running the Facebook groups. But of course, I didn't tell people what to eat in Delay Don't Deny, right? And of course, I never tell people exactly what to eat because we're all different, which I know now. But it was the early days of like keto was taking off and a lot of people were like coming into intermittent fasting from the keto world. And the arguments were insane from people. They would come into the intermittent fasting groups and say, if you're not doing keto, you're wasting your time. If you're eating any carbs at all, you cannot get in ketosis. Everyone must be low carb. Everyone must eat low carb or you're, why even fast? And it's the, anyway, and then the other people would come along. Well, I am, you know, a vegetarian and I don't eat. And the people would just argue. It was like terrible.
We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories. Promo code IFSTORIES10 to get your magnesium breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/IFSTORIES, promo code IFSTORIES10.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So I'm like, you know, there's really got to be an answer to this. Because I'd read so many diet books and they all have such good theories behind them. But, you know, how could they all be right? But, you know, who's right? Who's wrong? So I started digging into the research, trying to uncover what is really what is the best.
Right.
And that led me, the more I researched, it led me down the path of we're all different. Of course, I talk about that in Feast Without Fear. And that's just my very, very beginner foray into.
Right.
And I looked at it now and I'm like, that was not, I was proud of that book for a long time, but I read it part of it recently. And I was like, this is just not as good. I'm a much better writer now.
Oh, well, it was still enjoyable. It was still
good. I'm glad.
It was enjoyable enough for me to keep reading it because, like I mentioned, I'm an audiobook person and I kept looking, why is this not on audio? Why can't I listen to this on audio? But it was an easy read and it wasn't such a long book, but it was enjoyable.
I'm still proud of it and it's got good information in it.
It does. So. It definitely has. You know, it also it just makes you realize that one size doesn't fit all and Exactly. Everybody is different. And, you know, I think you mentioned this on one of your podcasts recently and I was laughing because you talk about how like they've come out with these diet books and recipe books for intermittent fasting, or you see products in the store that says, oh, this is great for intermittent fasting. And I'm thinking, what do you mean? No.
I'm going to sell intermittent fasting water with my face on it.
And you know what? You would probably make a lot of money doing it. So
I'm not really going to do that, everybody. That was a joke. I'm sure I could. People really, you know, bless our hearts, me included. We want there to be something that you have to get because we all remember, you know, starting a diet, like whether it's Weight Watchers or keto or low fat or the blood type diet, whatever diet it is, you get started on day one and you go get your special stuff. Mm-hmm.
the special thing, whatever it is, the grocery store, you clear your cabinets out, you buy something, you need a supplement. Intermittent fasting is not like that. You do not need to buy a thing. In fact, you buy less. Don't buy creamer. Don't buy sweetener.
It's free. It's intermittent fasting is free. It's like, so you talk about going out and buying everything. It's like the first day of school and you have to go buy all your school supplies, right?
Yeah.
And you start out fresh and you're all excited.
And that's why you're going to be successful.
Exactly.
Get an app. Okay. Get an app, people. I will say buy an app if you want to. Get a free app. Actually, you don't even have to buy it. But the one thing that really people always want electrolytes, because there's this whole mindset of everyone must be supplementing with electrolytes. And I don't think that I don't supplement with electrolytes during the fast. But there's like a million of them now.
Right.
People are raking in the money.
So talking about diets. So, you know, and I had mentioned at the beginning that I feel like I've been on a diet since I was 18 years old. I've never been off a diet. I've always been on a diet. And growing up, like I mentioned, like I wasn't really a heavy, heavy child. And it wasn't until I was 18 until I started working. And I worked in as a dental assistant at the time. And I worked in a shopping plaza that had a very popular Mexican restaurant. And I used to go there every single day, 5 days a week for lunch. And I had the same waiter. I sat at the same table. I ate the same food. I remember it was a soft burrito and unlimited chips and salsa. And that's where I gained all my weight. That's where it started.
Yeah, it's true. I actually was just doing something. It was one of the home delivery meals, and they wanted you to make your own like tortillas or something. And so they sent you the round tortillas and you're supposed to cut them up and then like, I don't know, make them. I was like, no, I'm not making these into tortillas. I'm just going to wrap the stuff in and eat it like a regular tortilla. But then I realized how many tortillas we eat when we eat tortilla chips.
100.
I was just like, I wouldn't sit down and eat a pack of tortillas.
Exactly.
But that's really what we're doing with tortilla chips.
Exactly.
Because they like fry them up. I mean, I think they're just regular tortillas that they cut and fry up, right? I could be wrong.
No, that's basically what they do. Exactly. So, yes. So
that's why they're, you know, triangular, because they start off round. And I'm like, we're eating. Okay. So then I just had a whole new thought about chips and salsa, which I still love.
I know, me too. So in terms of like, so I've been on Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, Suzanne Summers.
I did that one.
South Beach.
Yeah.
Do you remember Susan Powder?
Oh yeah.
I did hers.
I actually just recently bought her books again at a thrift bookstore because they were there. And I was
like, the insanity.
I don't think I ever had her books before. I think I just watched her infomercial or something, or she had like a, I don't know, but I was like, I want to read what she says, you know, because some people do better, especially after having my my Zoe results and realized that my body doesn't do as well with as much fat. You know, I wanted to really see what she had to say. And some of it was wacky.
But we believed it back then.
Well, but you know, a lot of what she says is, you know, real food. Again, real food. And like in the whole low-fat era, the people that were writing the books, if you go back and look at them, like the T-Factor Diet and Susan Powder, they weren't telling us to eat ultra-processed low-fat foods. We did that ourselves.
Exactly.
That
was absolutely. Really,
we went and bought those products. But real food, lower fat, is not a bad idea.
Exactly. I was also on Ducan. I don't know if you've heard of the Ducan.
Yeah, I tried that one. It was the worst for me. Did you like that one?
No, did not like that one. I was did Atkins. I actually, it's funny enough, and I'm thankful for it, but I did the whole 30. And, you know, it's an elimination diet. It's not a weight loss diet. But the great thing that I got out of the whole 30 was drinking my coffee black. And so when I started intermittent fasting, that was the easiest transition for me, because like I had been doing it for years since Whole 30. I took out the milk and the sweetener of my coffee. I never went back. So that was really, really great. And then in Canada, I don't know if it is in the US, but there's a diet called Dr. Bernstein. I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Bernstein.
What does he do? Like, what is the,
so
the premise?
Is very low calorie.
Okay. No, I don't know that
and
one.
And we used to have to go every day to his office. Now, it wasn't him technically. It's just he's the brand. And they had satellite places all over Canada. And we used to have to get our urine tested. And then they used to give us I think it was like, they never told us what was in it, which is crazy that we never even looked into this. We just went and got these needles in our stomach or our behinds of like,
I did one so much like that. It was the Howard diet. It was an American doctor. I don't know where they had a lot of clinics. It might've just been in Georgia, but you would go lipotropic. You would go and get your lipotropic shot. Right?
Once a week. Crazy.
And then they had these snack packs you could buy and protein chips to take with you. And they were so gross.
So I had heard that the reason why they give you these injections was because like the caloric intake that you were doing was so low. I think they put you on like 800 calories a day or something that you needed energy to like be able to function. So I did that for a while. And then it's just like, I had a conversation with, a whole bunch of friends a couple of years ago. And I said, you know, are we ever going to get to a point in our lives where we can just live and just be and not have to worry about dieting and what we put in our mouth and what we eat and how much we can eat and all that. And we were laughing about it. Like, is this just something that is just going to be part of us for the rest of our lives? But then I found intermittent fasting.
Exactly.
And you just actually answered all those questions that you don't have to.
You just get to live. And you've been a professional dieter, really.
I have.
You were able to. I was a professional dieter who quit a lot. that was my problem because I am not good at it. As many times as I did it, I could do it, but I lost my stamina, right? Like I could go hard with a diet for, you know, a short period of time or even like, you know, a couple weeks, whatever. And then I would rebound. So I was one of those people that just could not white knuckle my way through the diet for long enough to actually get and stay. But you did it.
I did it. And I was great at starting every diet, but then was I great at finishing every diet? But that's the thing. Like a diet is like, there's a start and then there's a stop. So then it's like, what do you do after you stop? Like when you, let's say you get to your goal weight, whatever that might be, what do you do at when it's over? And that's where like intermittent fasting is. I don't think there's ever been, if I look back at all the diets that I've done, and the ones that I named are probably just a little snippet. I'm sure there's at least 10 more that I've done over the years.
Oh gosh, yeah.
That I don't even remember the names of them. But this intermittent fasting is the first way of eating. So it's not even a diet. So I'm not even going to put it in the category of a diet that I've consistently done and done totally effortless. Like it doesn't even like, I don't wake up every morning and say to myself, okay, what am I going to eat today? And I remember you saying that one time on one of your podcasts that dieting is exhausting.
Yeah.
And that it's like, you know, when you have to think about, okay, what am I going to eat at this meal? Okay, I can eat this, but I have to not eat this because I'm going out for a big dinner. Like it's mentally exhausting. And I finally am at that point now where I'm not exhausted about thinking about what I'm going to eat. It's so freeing. I have to tell you.
It really is freeing. You know, yesterday I drove to the beach and we're selling a condo. And so I've got to get it ready to sell and move everything to the house. And I'm moving stuff from the house to the condo, from the condo to the house. It is a lot of work that I have to do. So I drove to the beach almost 4 hours in the fasted state. And then all my toiletries were at the condo. So I had to bring them to the house and like my clothes because we hadn't been renting that condo. So I worked until 7 p.m. after driving here and just worked and worked and worked and worked. And I didn't have to eat or think about food. And then finally, I still didn't have any food. And I was like, you know, because I was driving a load back from the condo to the house. And I was like, you know, I could go to the grocery store and get something and make something for dinner that's nutritious and my body would be happy. It's like, but it's late and I don't feel like it. So I went to McDonald's. I had a Big Mac and fries. Okay, that's not what I eat every day. Right. But it was no stress. I wasn't like, oh, I shouldn't. Oh, this is bad. I was like, I've worked hard today. I got to have just some fuel in my body. so I can sleep. And I just don't have any more energy to prepare a meal right now. And I don't have any food in the fridge.
Exactly. You didn't beat yourself
And it was like no big deal. Now today I'm really excited. There's a great farmer's market stand down, you know, not too far from here. So I'm going to go and load up on fresh summer vegetables. Amazing. And I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm going to make a tomato sandwich. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I'm going to eat better, you know, more nutritious. When I say better, I mean more nutritious food. I didn't get a lot of nutrients out of that McDonald's meal, but I needed something quick and there was no stress.
Exactly. Exactly. You're not going to beat yourself up about it afterwards and say, why did I, shouldn't I? You know what? It's just such a nice feeling, I think.
I was physically exhausted. I mean, I thought about walking down. There's this pizza restaurant that has really good homemade pizzas with high quality ingredients on it. And I thought about walking down there. I'm like, I'm just too tired. I don't want to go somewhere and eat. I just want something fast.
Right, right.
So that's what I did. And it was okay.
Yeah.
And so the freedom of that is just amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the first thing I noticed when I started intermittent fasting, and I was like, and I actually noticed it before I even knew what it was my energy levels. I just remember going for a walk one day and I felt like I was like bouncing. I had like this bounce in my step. I'm like, wow, like this is like, I feel great. I feel amazing. I feel good. I have so much energy in the morning. And then I think that's when I read about it after I'm like, oh, okay, this is the effect of intermittent fasting. And it's funny because people say to me, how can you fast for so long? You must be exhausted. You have no energy. And I'm like, no, I have more.
It's the opposite.
Absolutely opposite. Absolutely. Like total. I know that after I eat, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
It's almost like I need to take a nap after I eat, right?
And really, honestly, I came home and I had been moving boxes back and forth. And when I got home after I had eaten, I had to move more boxes and I had way less stamina at that point after I had eaten. I was like, oh, now I don't want to bring any. Then yeah. I had the whole day. I could just go, go, go. People were like would see me loading my car in the parking lot at the condo. They're like, do you need help? I'm like, no, I don't need help. I'm great.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I was like, I wish I had some help after eating.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, our body has to break that energy down. You know, yes, we're taking in energy from the food, but it's not like immediately. We're not like, our body has to do a lot of work on that food.
Absolutely.
And that takes a lot of energy to digest it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was like the first thing I think I noticed when I started intermittent fasting. The other thing I noticed is I had this like thing on, I had these bumps on the back of my arms.
Oh yeah. I used to have those.
And it's called, I think, keratosis pilaris.
Yeah.
And it's like these little tiny bumps. Like if somebody looked at my arms, they probably wouldn't really see them. But
you could feel them.
You could feel them.
And I used to have those.
And are yours gone?
Yeah. I can't remember when I had them and when they went away. I can't remember. But I mean, I definitely don't have them, but I've had them in the past. And I haven't had them. It's got to be the intermittent fasting.
It has to be because the back of my arms are completely smooth now. I remember once being like, where are those bumps? It's like, wow, that's really cool. The other really cool thing that happened was I'd had some issues with my neck and I went to this holistic doctor and he put me through this whole battery of tests, like blood work, like more tests than I've ever had in my entire life. And one of the tests that he did, and I didn't even ask for it, was the fasting insulin test.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because doctors don't routinely do that.
No, like he just did it?
Well, it was all part of his whole like.
Okay. Well, he's a holistic kind of guy.
Yeah.
So he knows.
He knows, right? And when I told him that I was intermittent fasting, so when I had this conversation with him about my test results, he said, I cannot believe. He goes, I'm talking to probably, I've never seen such healthy blood work before.
I love it.
And, you know, it's unfortunate because I didn't have my blood work done before.
Yeah, me too. I feel the same way.
I'm not complaining because my blood work now is like completely like every test was like normal. So my fasting insulin, I mean, I don't know if numbers mean much, but I mean, it was 5.8 and, normal is between 2 and 20, whatever that is. So,
And actually I will say that is that normal range up to 20 is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not that. I mean, when I say bad, it is not optimal.
Right.
When you start getting above 7 and 8,
okay,
it might be normal, but look around, normal is insulin resistant right now.
Right, right.
You know, so when you start getting above 7 and 8, that is not optimal.
Right.
That's high levels of insulin.
Yeah.
So yours is fabulous. Mine was under 5, at some point under 5. And I drank black coffee before I went, and I shouldn't have. I would like to get another fasted insulin with just water beforehand. I wasn't even thinking about it. I just got up, did my normal thing, drank my coffee, went and got my results. And because, you know, coffee does cause you to dump glycogen from your liver.
And actually, I know, I could probably tell you for sure that I did drink black coffee before I went for that test, because I know the time of the day of the test, and they never told me to completely fast. So
they never said not to.
Which is quite interesting. So that made me feel really, really good. Like, it was just, okay, so that's good. That's working. I really like that. So people start intermittent fasting a lot of times because they think it's the diet, and then they think they're going to lose weight, right? So that's kind of where they go into it head first. And we talk about the fact that it's a way of improving your health with a side effect of weight loss. So, you know, I've lost probably since March of 2020, maybe 15 pounds, which is, you know, not a drastic amount of weight, but I didn't have a drastic amount of weight to lose. But
right.
The healing that I've gotten from the inside, you know, seeing that my blood work is so good and feeling great, and I dropped 3 clothing sizes.
That's amazing. For 15 pounds.
It just blew me away.
3 clothing sizes. Yeah, yeah.
It blew me away. And I was like, what is going on? My body is completely changed, but not reflective of the scale.
Yeah. So body recomposition.
I don't care about the pounds. And talking about not caring about the pounds. So I was also in a really serious relationship with my scale. Mm-hmm. And I decided, after hearing about the Shape of Scale, that I was breaking up with my scale, and I went out and I bought a Shape of Scale, and it has been so amazing and so freeing. I absolutely love it. And I have not looked at a number since last November.
Yeah, it's so much freedom. I used that Shape of Scale. I really enjoyed using it. Then my year ran out and I'm like, I just don't need it. So I didn't renew, but it is a great tool. If I were trying to lose weight, I would re-up it and try, you know,
it's amazing.
I mean, I don't need to lose weight, but
yeah,
you know, I wish I'd have had that back when I was trying to lose weight. And when I was on the weight loss end of my journey, and, or even years ago.
Yeah. When I worked as a Weight Watchers coach, I mean, everybody was like, everything was about the scale. Like, the scale was the one and only indicator of whether they were successful or not on the program. And it was such a frustrating thing I knew people were doing their best and they were trying, and then they would get on that scale and they wouldn't give them what they wanted to see, and they would be just like totally devastated. And then that would just affect everything. So, you know, not knowing a number, I just feel like, so like, you know, I get on it, and if it's okay, if it's not green, if it starts to turn light gray, it's time to like, just kind of, you know, look at what I'm eating and looking, you know, I knew that my window, my fasting time has been perfect in terms of, so it's funny, when you and Melanie were talking a couple of weeks ago on a podcast, you were talking like, one of you was like team eating window and one of you is team fasting window, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to say that I'm team fasting window.
I don't even mind though. You know, whatever is your best way. For me, I needed the breaks on my time of eating.
Right. So for me, it's just worked out where I do my fasting time, and it's anywhere from 18 to 20 hours. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's 21 and sometimes it's 18. And as long as I satisfy that fasting time, my eating window can be anywhere from like 4 hours to 7 hours.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I also love about intermittent fasting, is that I don't have to stick by a time limit. So my life is not guided by my fasting. So if I want to go out for dinner with friends and close my window at 9 o'clock, I just know the next day that I'll just start eating a little bit later. And if I want to go out for brunch and open my window earlier, that's okay because the next day, you know what, I just time it that way.
You just
way.
Flex it.
It's totally flexible.
I'm definitely planning to have some brunch while I'm here by myself right now, but I have a friend coming at the end of the week and then another friend, Sherry. Sherry is coming.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. So we're going to be filming. I think we're filming. We don't film. I don't know what I'm talking about. We're going to be recording life lessons, I think, from here. We're going to try to do it. We've never been in the same location for that. And then my son, Will, is coming. He's never been to the house, awesome. So he'll come and visit. So there will be some brunch.
Wow.
In my future.
That's very cool. So the other thing I noticed, and this is actually a really cute story. I bought a pair of jean shorts not long after I got married. And I've been married, next year.
Well, I just celebrated 30. Okay, so
I'll be celebrating.
We were talking beforehand. We're like the same age. You got married a year after I did.
Right.
So yeah. So you've had these for a long time.
Okay, so I bought these jean shorts a long time ago, and they fit me maybe for like 6 months.
1992, right?
Okay, so that's long I've had these jean shorts for. And I've always said to my, and I loved them, and I always said I wanted to.
Are they super like pleated? Do they have pleats?
No, but they have a cut.
Okay.
And they're like, And they're
not puffy.
And they're pretty short. And they're low waisted. And
they're not puffy. I have puffy shorts.
I remember those. But anyways, so I only fit into them for about 6 months, but I never got rid of them. And I would always like every summer I would pull them out and put them in the drawer. And it's like, okay, because again, like I mentioned before, I've always been on a diet, right? So I'm always going to, there's one day I'm going to fit into them.
These 1992 jean shorts are going to fit me.
One day. Yes, exactly. And so I would bring them in, bring them up into my drawer every season, every summertime, and then they would just sit there. And then I would move them into my storage for the winter, and then I would bring them back, and then I would bring them back. And then we bought this home in Florida, so I used to bring them to Florida, hoping that while I'm there, I'll lose weight and I'll be able to, you know, fit into them back and forth. Finally, about a year ago, I put them in a basket because I said, okay, done. I will never fit into these shorts. This is before I started intermittent fasting. And they were sitting in a basket in Florida and to donate. And then we got then the pandemic hit and I had to rush home from Florida back to Toronto because our prime minister was saying, everybody come back to Canada, back to Canada. And I left them there. And I wasn't in Florida for almost a year because I assumed, oh, the pandemic will be over in a couple of weeks. I can come back to Florida.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
I left all my clothes there. Like I left everything there thinking that I was going to be back shortly.
2 weeks to slow the curve, right? Or to flatten the curve.
So finally, just this past January, I went back down to Florida and I was looking in that. I was like, what's that basket on the floor? And I started going through these clothes. Oh, these are the clothes that I wanted to donate. And I saw those shorts at the bottom of the pile that I was supposed to get rid of. And I said, you know what? I'm going to pull those out and I'm going to see. I tried them on. They fit. I did them up. I had room in them. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't believe it.
Well, you know, I feel like intermittent fasting does take us back to the body that we had. And you know, I've got a pair of shorts that I don't know why I saved them. They are from the Gap. They're size 8. Because that just shows how sizes have changed over time.
Gosh,
they're size 8 khaki pleated Gap shorts that I wore in probably 1995 before I had kids. And they fit me around the waist. So I have the same size waist that I had, you know, in 1995. But they're like my thighs and my butt, all that are smaller. So they're very like, I don't know, maybe they fit me like this then, but I doubt it. Like there's so much room in the shorts, except that they fit me in the waist. But you know, why we held on to these shorts, but it's fun to really compare our bodies to the bodies we had that long ago.
Exactly. It's so nice. It's really, really, really nice. It's just, so that made me feel so good. So now I have this like extra pair of shorts. So they're my honesty shorts, just like you have your honesty pants. I have my honesty shorts, so.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. And so you don't need to, I don't need a scale. I just need my shorts.
It's exactly right. That's exactly right. I was feeling a little snug in mine just recently. And I was like, all right, just tighten up a little bit. That was it.
Exactly.
Tighten up a little bit. And it had been, I'd been at the beach for 2 weeks and I'd been pretty flexible at the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, I needed to be home, eating at home. And then, you know, it went back to normal.
Exactly. No, it's really been fantastic. I think the most frustrating part of, it's not even about intermittent fasting, is that, you know, you have people in your life that you know would benefit so right. much from intermittent fasting.
For the health
for the
reasons.
Health. Forget about the health.
Not reasons. Even just the weight. I've got some family members like that are very close to, and I love them. And if they would just do it, give it a try. But they think it's hard. They think it's going to be hard. And they think they have to eat when they wake up.
Yes. And that's funny because my husband, he was also of that mindset. Like, he's like, oh, he wakes up. I got to eat. And I'm like, you don't have to eat. I said, you know, you're not going to fade away if you don't eat breakfast, whatever. And I think by us being home together for so long during the pandemic, because he works from home now, I was eating dinner earlier. I started eating dinner earlier because for me, I felt better closing my window earlier than later. Because I know once my window is closed, the thought of food doesn't even cross my mind. So, and that took a while to come along as well. So I said to him, like, you can eat with me or you can eat later. So he started eating earlier with me and then he started intermittent fasting. So, which was really nice because the two of us could do it together. And his window has always been the same, 17-7, 17-7, 17-7. He's always done that. And he's lost weight and he's happy with it. So he's been doing intermittent fasting probably since November of 2020. So that's worked out really, really well. But, you know, getting back to what we were mentioning before about people like in your life, like I just wish they would trust the program, you know? And, you know, some of them have tried it and said, oh, I can't do it. And the other frustrating part is that they only do it for a couple weeks.
Short time.
And they're like, oh, I didn't lose any weight. It's not working. And I'm like, but there's so much going on inside your body. You don't understand. There's so much healing going on. And that's the frustrating thing, I think. And that's probably the educator in me from being a holistic nutritionist, right? So, you know, just wanting to get it out there to people. And, you know, I don't tell people unless they ask me, you know, what are you doing? Why do you look so great? You look so good. So, yeah. And I remember it's funny.
We're always planting the seeds though, right?
Definitely planting the seeds, right? I remember a couple months ago, I met up with a girlfriend of mine who I hadn't seen in a couple years and we met for coffee and we sat down and I looked at her and I go, you look fantastic. Like you, what have you been doing? What have you done? You've lost, like, I could tell you've lost so much weight. She said, Melanie, I found the fountain of youth. I said, okay, like where do I buy it? Tell me, I want to buy it. She says, I have been intermittent fasting for over a year. <you're> I said, are you kidding me? I said, so am I. And she looked fantastic. She says, it's been a life changer for her. So it's, I didn't even know she was doing it because I hadn't seen her, but, and then it was just like, it's totally changed her life.
Yeah.
And she calls it the fountain of youth. She says,
I feel like that too. I think I have a chapter called that in Fast Feast Repeat maybe.
Oh, I don't
Do I? I don't know. Or maybe I was going to. I can't remember. If it's called, I haven't looked at that book in a while. Is that bad? My brain is full of Kleenish.
Oh, I cannot wait. I've pre-ordered that.
I think it's really good. Thank you. My, you know, after I talked about, you know, Feast Without Fear is not as good as I remembered. But I think Kleenish is really good. My my editor's very excited about it.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to read it.
I really am too, because, you know, it's not a weight loss book.
No.
And it's not an intermittent fasting book. It's a live a healthy life book.
And that's what, it's all about lifestyle, right? So,
well, because really it's the journey of where I am and the freedom of not having to diet to lose weight. But now I'm very interested in, as I'm getting older, you and I are both getting older and we want to be healthy. And, you know, the pandemic has shown us that being healthy is great for our immune system.
100%.
And so many people that have had really, really poor outcomes with corona, with COVID,
yeah,
it's been because they have all of these underlying conditions. And so we don't just want to be fitting into our honesty shorts.
No, exactly.
I want to be healthy and not sick.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, not to say that 52 is old, because it's not. Looking at both of us, I mean, I don't think we, like, yes. But, you know, I see people around me and they're starting to get health issues at my age or a little bit older. And I'm thinking, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. Like, I want to be as healthy as I can for my kids, for my, you know, potential future grandchildren. And I just want to be healthy and live an active life and be able to do everything that I've always wanted to do and not feel like I'm going to be, you know, not be able to do it because I'm not in great shape, right? It's all in my control. It's what I can control. And if I can control this and be healthy, then that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly. And that's where the Kleenish going down that path has taken me, and realizing it really does make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
You know what we, not only just what we put into our bodies, but we on our bodies, what we clean with. You know, I've got my favorite cleaning products. I brought them down to the beach now.
That's great. Oh, amazing.
You know, just it really, really is. And just knowing that I'm helping my body to naturally detox, right, through, you know, you don't have to do a detox. You're naturally doing it through the fasting.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure today my body's clearing out that McDonald's, whatever. But that's okay. My body knows how to do that.
Exactly.
Today I'm going to put some fruits and vegetables in there to really assist with that.
Absolutely.
Those phytonutrients are so important. So I can't wait for people to read Kleenish, and I hope that you all like it, because I'm so proud of it. And my editor, really, she's like, this is way better than Fast, Feast, Repeat. I'm like, awesome.
Oh my, I didn't think that could be possible.
Well, we'll see. I hope people like it. But again, it's, you know, everyone figuring out their own way. I don't tell you these are the things to avoid. These are the things you have to do. This, you know, you develop your own definition of what it means to eat mostly clean and your own definition of what it means to live mainly clean. And you're figuring out, what do you want to avoid? What do you want to bring in? So it's very empowering. And, you know, Chad has very different ideas about what he will and won't. Like he wanted me to buy him some jelly or some jam, some preserves or something. And he's like, get the organic preserves. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy that you're getting the organic. And he's like, well, it's because, and he's like, and I'm like, you don't have to explain to me why organic.
I just wrote a book on that.
Exactly. But it wasn't really about the chemicals as much as like, well, it's not much more expensive. And so I figure I might as well. And I'm like, you don't have to explain it to me. I don't care if it costs more.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's a little more like, farther down the other direction than I am, you know.
Right.
I'm like, organic dairy. He's like, this butter's cheaper, you know. So we're trying to find our balance. His definition of Kleenish is
exactly
not the same as mine, but that's okay. At the beach, don't tell him I buy the expensive organic butter.
Oh, good, good. He doesn't listen to your podcast anyway, so it's okay.
No, I could say whatever I want.
Exactly.
But at home, you know, I'm like, we have to get the store brand organic butter, and okay. Mm-hmm. But I go all out. I get the grass fed, the organic.
Wow.
Bless his heart. He's very cost conscious. And I respect that.
Of course. Of course. That's great. That's great.
You got to have the balance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so funny.
So tell me what it means to be a holistic nutritionist.
Well, a holistic nutritionist is someone who believes that you could get, obviously, all your nutrition through eating whole foods, mm-hmm. and that you can heal your body through eating whole foods.
Okay.
So it was a fantastic course that I took probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and it really taught me a lot about healing your body through food. And it made a really big impact. And it's just trying to get people to move away from eating processed foods and making choices, you know, like not so far off from your new book, Cleanish, about, you know, using organic, not using harsh chemicals on your body and things like that. So it's basically a holistic eating is just a way of life of eating naturally, you know, and, you know, supplementing where you're deficient, right? So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the produce and things that are being grown in the world right now, you know, they also add a lot of chemicals to the soil and things like that. And sometimes a lot of the nutrients are depleted from some of the mm-hmm. food.
And they're also breeding they've bred the vegetables to grow big and fast.
And how
to increase
they do that?
The yield.
They have to do something to do that, right?
They don't when they grow big and when they grow fast, they don't have the nutrients. That's why that tomato tastes watery.
Exactly.
That you get at the grocery store, because it's like beautiful and big and
exactly.
juicy and does not have the nutrients.
So funny that you say that, because here up at this cottage that we're renting, on the stairs going up to inside the cottage, she has all these like tomato plants all the way up. And the other day there was this really, really beautiful red one. And I just like grabbed right. this little grape tomato and I tasted it. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's real. That hasn't been that hasn't been on a truck. That hasn't been in a store. That hasn't traveled, whatever. Like, it is real right off the thing.
They taste so much better. Chad has grown some tomatoes this year and they're really weird. He's grown them in these pots because our backyard's all under construction where he normally would grow them. We don't have, but I've been like, watch them every day. Right. And when one looks ready, I'll pull it off. It'll be warm from the sun.
I know. It's amazing.
And I'll take it straight inside, wash it off, slice it up. And you just
right.
know you're doing something good for your body.
I have an aero garden in Toronto. I just started growing romaine and it just flourished so quickly. And they were probably, I would say, about 6-7 inches high. But when you go to a grocery store and buy a romaine lettuce, like they're like a foot long, right? And they're not even like really green. And yeah. I cut them off right off and I made a salad. I'm like, this is like, I can't believe how fresh this is. Like, it's beyond when you eat real produce. Like, you know, I think one day in my retirement, I want to just live off the land, you know? It's just everything just tastes so much better.
It really is better. And that I talk about this in Cleanish as well. It really, really is better. And it has more nutrients. When we can eat the organic foods that are not genetically modified, that have not been bred to be fast growing,
right.
you know, the ugly fruit, right? The ugly tomato,
exactly.
maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
I learned when I interviewed Todd White from Dry Farm Wines, you know, they dry farm, the way they farm the wines, you know, they're not irrigated. And so the grape plants have to be hardy and they have to survive and they have to, you know, that they're stronger,
right.
right? And so the same with our bodies, but the same with the foods that are not, you know, full of pesticides.
Right.
Those tomatoes have had to survive.
When I was in school, I remember one of the instructors taught us, like, when you go look at the produce, don't look for the perfect, smooth, colorful, like, look for the one that has little nicks on it or whatever. That means they went to battle. That produce went to battle and they fought and they won and they survived and they're strong. And they said, that's the food. That's the produce you should be looking for. The ones that have the blemishes on them and all those things. Those are the good ones to eat, but those are the ones we don't.
Right.
So really
exactly.
Funny.
Yep, it really, really is. So we are almost out of time. I know. We could talk for another hour.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. For sure.
I have other things I want to ask you, but what would you tell someone just starting out with intermittent fasting, or what do you wish you knew when you first started?
Okay, so let's start with the first one. So what I would tell somebody is trust the process. And it's not, you know, it works. It's science-based. You have to just be patient, because you will see results. You know, it's not something that you ingest and take and you have to, you know, if you don't take it, it's not going to work. The process works. It's backed up by science, and you will see results. You just have to be patient.
Right.
So that's what I would tell somebody. What I would do differently, I would have taken before pictures.
Oh yeah.
Because that was that was the one thing, because you know, you start off, I've been dieting my whole life. So, or, you know, at least for 20 something, 30 years, I never thought that I would get to this point, right? Because you tried so many diets and you failed. So I never started thinking this is going to be the one lifestyle that's going to take me through the rest of my life. So I never really took any pictures or measurements or anything like that. But honestly, to me, that now, I know how I look now. I know how I feel now. I feel great. I think I look good, and I'm healthy. And that to me is the most important thing, just being healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Melanie, it's been so nice getting to know you over this past hour, and thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you very much. It's been wonderful. I've really enjoyed this. Thank you very much.
Do you have an intermittent fasting story to tell? Email me at jen@intermittentfastingstories.com and I'll add you to the lineup. That's jen@intermittentfastingstories.com. The world wants to hear your story. That's it for today. Remember, I may have a doctorate, but I'm not a medical doctor. So don't use anything you hear on this podcast as a substitute for medical advice. Please always check with your doctor or healthcare provider if you have medical questions. I'll talk to you next week, Fasting Family, where we will hear another inspiring story. Have a great week and fast on. Intermittent Fasting Stories is edited, mixed, and mastered by Resonate Recordings. To learn more, visit them at resonaterecordings.com or email them at hello@resonaterecordings.com. Intermittent Fasting Stories listeners will receive a free offer if you mention that you heard it on the podcast.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.